Love gives. We are looking at the love of God today. Amen? The love of God, the kind of love that God sheds. The kind of love that comes from the throne of God. Love, agape love. The love that passes all understanding. The love that passes what? All understanding. The unbelievers will call it foolish love. Even when somebody is doing bad to God, God will still be showing that person kindness. The unbeliever call it foolish love. But for we, it is the love of God. Hallelujah. John 3:16, that the whole world knows about. For God so loved the world. What did he do? He gave his only begotten son, that whosoever will believe in him will not perish, but what? Have everlasting life. Love always gives. Love always does what? Gives. The love of God will always cause God to show his mercy upon you. The love of God will always make him forgive you your sins. No matter what you have done wrong, so long as you have accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior and you are repentant, the love of God will always be in your life. Hallelujah. Can you imagine it? Three people were dying, Jesus and two thieves. One was a bad guy, the thief, and the other one was also a bad guy. But the bad one, the bad guy on the left said, "Hey, Bobo, you so-called rabbi, you healed all those people. Now you and I are hanging on the same cross. What's wrong with you? Can't you just speak one word so that three of us can get down? I don't think you're a good man. That's why we're all dying together." The other guy on the right hand said, "Look, listen, what's wrong with you, guy? We stole and we are qualified to be dying." Then he turned his face unto Jesus and said, "Remember me when you come to your kingdom." What did the love of God coming from Jesus say? He said, "Today you will be with me where? In paradise." So no matter the love, no matter the situation you are in, when you genuinely reposition yourself for God, his love will always reach you. Hallelujah. Jesus could have said, "What's wrong with you? Come on." Jesus could have ignored him like he ignored a whole lot of other people. But Jesus, because he saw the genuineness, because he saw the sincerity in the man's heart, even though that man was a criminal, few hours of his death, the love of God rescued him from darkness into light. The Bible says in the book of Colossians that God has translated us from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son. The kingdom of God is a kingdom of light. Love is light. People that don't love, they don't know God, because God is love. Amen? People that have hatred in their heart, they don't know God, because if you know God, then you will do like God does. You will learn to love. Love always gives. Hallelujah. I'm talking about godly love. The worldly love does give too, but with a comma, with a period, with a colon. For example, a man might love a woman, they give and give and give, buy car, buy clothes, buy perfume, buy food, all kinds of buy. After 13 years, 1 year, 2 years, what happened? Bingo, they break up. But the love of God is different. Even when you mess up God, the Holy Ghost will back up a little bit and will tug your heart. You move forward again and confess your sins, and the healing and restoration will come back. Hallelujah. The way God loves is different from the way we love. Amen? How many of us have ever committed sin here? Some people are very holy. How did you do it? I commit sin every day, you know. And I also come back to God and say, "God, please, I'm very sorry. I won't do it again. Just flog me. Oh, God, God will forgive me." What? Am I managed and stay till 11:45? What happens after 11:45? Am I fall again? Huh? And what do I do again? I go back to God. Does he forgive me? Yes. But does he forgive me so I might continue sin? No. What is compelling him to forgive me? Because of his love for me. Hallelujah. To him who much is forgiven, much is what? Expected. Those of you who were deeply in the world, who were in the middle of the world, you know what I mean, doing everything doable in the realm of the devil. Now you gave your life to Christ, and the blood of Jesus has washed away your sin. The love of God is now in your heart. When you look back at what you used to do compared to where you are now going, tears come down from your face. Is that not so? So the love of God knows no bound. All you got to do is to genuinely respond to the tugging, the pulling of the love of God in your heart, and your life will be restored forever. Amen? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have what? Everlasting life. Verse 17 says, for God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Love, whenever he gives, it always brings a return. God sent his only one son to die for you and I. Now God has billions and billions of souls who are now Christians. Praise the Lord. Whenever you give out in love, it will always come back to you. Not only in love, anything you give out, if you sow negative seed, the negative seed is going to produce negative fruit for you. If you walk in love, love will always come back to you. If you walk in kindness, kindness will always come back to you. If you bad mouth people and tell lies about people, people will also turn around and tell lies against you. You know that? Because seed time and harvest time shall never cease. Hallelujah. God's a good God. Your God is a good God. Love enables you. But before that, I wanted to remind you that Romans 5:5 says that God has shed his love abroad in your heart by the power of the Holy Ghost. Actually, my version, New King James Version says, because the love of God has been poured out into your hearts by the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost didn't just give you trickles of love. He poured it like you pour water into a bucket. Is that clear? He poured it into your heart. Now, God, who has asked us to love him, love ourselves, and love our neighbor, knows we can do it. He started it by pouring his love into us, and he expected us to also, you know, grow, groom, stabilize that love so that we can begin to enjoy the love of God. Amen? If you want to have fun on earth, if you really want to know what Christianity is all about, I dare challenge you to begin to walk in love. Your life will change. Not only spiritually, even your health will improve. Amen? Anxiety will be gone. Bitterness will be gone. And before you know it, your countenance will be healed. But if you are the type that harbor unforgiveness, bitterness, rage, now your face goes squeaky. But when you walk in love, the radiance of God's love will always flow through you. Amen? It's very important that you walk in love. Love always gives. And whenever love gives, it always comes back in love. It always comes back bountifully. Amen? When you sow hatred, it's also going to come back in hatred. Whatever you sow is going to come back to you. Very important. The message you are hearing now is not the first time you are hearing it. But the most important thing is for you to apply it in your life. Love will enable you to be humble. Love will do what? Enable you to be humble. When you are humble, the favor of God will always go with you. Love of God in your active in your life will enable you to be what? Humble. And humility is the bedrock for favor to go with you. Amen? The love of God. How do you now love God? How do you love God? Let's look at the book of John. The book of John. John chapter 14. John chapter 14. It says, 14:21. Whoever has my commands and keeps them is the one who loves me. The one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love them and show myself to them. So how do we love God? We love God by confessing with our mouth. Is that so? You say, I love God, I love God. Does that really show you love God? We don't love God by saying it. We love God by doing it. And how do you do God's love? By keeping his commandments. By keeping his word. When the word of God dwells in you, and then you will know, your conscience will begin to help you to make good judgments. Romans 8 verse 2. Somebody open and read it for us. Romans 8 verse 2. Yeah. The The law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has done what? From the law of what? Okay, the law of the spirit. What is the law of the spirit? The law of the spirit is the law of God, the word of God. The law of the spirit. The law of the spirit is the word of God. The Holy Ghost operates by the law of the word of God. The law of the spirit is what? The word of God. What is the law of the spirit? What is the law of the spirit? The law of the spirit of the word of God. The law of the spirit is the word of God and has set you free from the law of what? Sin and death. The law of the spirit is the word of God. If you follow the law of the word of God, if you follow the instructions, if you keep his commandment, sin and death will be far from you. Did you catch that? And how, when you keep this law of the Spirit, the instructions of the Holy Ghost, then God will love you. Because Jesus Christ said, if you love me, what should you do? You keep my commandments. So as you keep the commandment of God, you are not only going to enjoy the love of God, sin will be far from you, death and destruction will also be what? Far from you. Did you catch that? The law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set all of us free from the law of sin and death. What is the law of the spirit? The law of the spirit is the word of God. When the word of God dwells in your heart, you don't only enjoy love of God, you also enjoy divine protection. You enjoy longevity. You enjoy divine health. Actually, everything promised in the word of God begins to take shape and manifest in your life. Hallelujah. The Bible says in John 10:10, Jesus Christ said, Satan has come to do what? To kill, to steal, and to destroy. But I have come to do what? Give you life and give it to you more abundantly. How do you enjoy this abundant life? By walking in the love of God. What is the love of God? The love of God you get from the law of God. How does this operate in your heart? The Holy Ghost takes the word as you meditate upon it. Begin to quicken your conscience. Enable you to make judgment between good and bad. It gives you the ability to make good judgment and the skill to take the right decision. And as you take the right decision, the powers of the enemies, the hands of the enemy in your life are broken. And the law of life begin to work for you. Death goes away from you and longevity becomes your portion. Hallelujah. I am not one of those that the devil can just come and say, it's time for you to die. No. I decide when. When God says, yes, when I'm ready. No devil can come and knock on my door and say, you are now so and so years. It's time for you to die. I will take authority and silence that demon forever. Amen? I don't want to live forever because there's so much wahala here. Whatever wahala means, trouble. You understand? But what I'm trying to say, the law of the spirit of life is the word of God. The Holy Ghost will take that word, cleanse your conscience. The love of God moves in your heart. You find walking with God becomes easy. Health becomes yours. Life becomes yours. Even though you may not have so much, but the love of God will so over you, will be all over you, that you'll be having the best time of your life. Praise the Lord. A man of God sent me a link the other day about how demons have taken over spirit, the music industry. And one of the young men said, hey, I sold my life to the devil for a couple of toys. What are these toys? Bentley, aeroplane, cars. And he said a whole lot of other things. I was so angry. Handsome young man. And about 30, 50 people say, yeah, they were all happy. They didn't know. Oh, God. But when he dies, what happens? It goes to hell. And somebody else who probably didn't sell their soul to hell, to Satan, will inherit that property. The love of God frees us from hell and opens the floodgate of heaven over our lives. God's a good God. Walk in love. Tell your neighbor, say, walk in love. Let love lift you up. Let love lift you up. Listen, love will always promote you. Amen? When you walk in genuine love, the love of God will do what? Promote you, exalt you. The love of God will protect you from evil. The love of God will put health in your body. Will put more money in your pocket. Because when God loves you, as you pray, it gives you wisdom to manage your situation. Amen? Actually, love is a person, is Jesus. Everything that is in Jesus, when you begin to walk in the love of God, will begin to flow through you. Hallelujah. The angels of God will begin to minister to you. Let me show you some of more things that can happen to you according to Jesus. Look at it here. Verse 21 of John 14. It says, whoever has my commands and keep them is the one who loves me. The one who loves me will be loved by my Father. And I too will love them. And I will show myself to them. How many of us want to see Jesus here? I mean on earth, before you die. If you want to do it, walk in love. It's right reading here. It says, anyone who has my commandments. Having the commandment is not enough. You must what? Keep it. How do you keep the commandment of God? You allow it, rule your life. The law, the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. You allow the Holy Ghost, use the law, the spirit of life to guide your conscience, help you out of trouble. And life will be yours, health will be yours. The Father will come to dwell in you, Jesus already in you. And when God pleases, Jesus can be revealed to you. Amen? Some of us have seen the Lord Jesus Christ several times. I have, many a time. I have. Allow the love of God walk through you. God's a good God. God is a good God. Love is the principal thing. John 14:23. Jesus replied, anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Amen? When you love God and you obey his laws, God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost will come to stay in your apartment, in your house, stay in your heart. So when the devil is trying to come and punch you out once he sees Jesus, what will he do? He will run for his dear life. Hallelujah. The love of God will give you divine security. The love of God will protect you and your family. When you are alive, the love of God will protect you and protect your children. Even when you die, the love of God, because of his love, he can also have some level of protection over your children. David loved God so much with everything. He danced almost naked before God. And his child, Solomon, who became the king, started by loving God properly. God gave him wisdom, but along the line, he was playing with too many whatever. 700 wives and 300 concubines. My God, I don't want to go there. But what happened? The Bible said towards the end of his life, all those women, they took his mind away from God. And God spoke to him and said, because of your father, the evil I've planned against you will not happen. But after your death, the kingdom will be divided. Did you hear that? So the love that God had for David protected Solomon all through. But because Solomon didn't love God, he had no love to protect his son, Jeroboam. What happened to his kingdom? It splits. Did you catch it? So the love of God can protect your children even after death. But if your children don't continue in the Lord, they will be protected to a certain level. But your grandchildren, they will not enjoy the love of God. God forbid, in Jesus' name. This is how it works. Did you hear that? God is a good God. So when God loves, for example, if you have lost your father and your mother, and a man looks at you, he looks, are you Dikozie? You say, yes. Oh, you look like your daddy. Oh, are you Mrs. Dikozie? I will give you an example with my own self. One time, my mommy, lost my dad, and they died. You know, they didn't wait for me. God help them. My sister told me, that man used to be our house help. So, when I would carry akara in my head and selling, you know, buddy, I know what akara is. Oh, you Americans, you didn't go. We put stuff on our head and sell along the streets. So, as I was selling, every time I come to the man's house, I'll be going around the man's house. So, one day I was tempted to talk because the man was sitting outside. So, I went straight to the man and I introduced myself. The man almost collapsed. You know what he did? He embraced me. He said, oh, that was your daddy. He was my master. What a good man. I looked at his face. You know when elders are telling lies, when junior look at their face, you will know. You know that. I wanted to confirm what my sister said. The love of God, if it's in your parents, will always spill over to you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And if your children continue it will spill over to their own children. God's a good God. The love of God is not just for you alone. It's for you and your household. Hallelujah. The devil cannot reach some of our children because of we are the gatekeepers of our families. If we fall down dead today, which will happen anytime when God says it will, and our children don't follow the laws of God, guess what? The devil will use them for, what did he use them for? For breakfast, lunch, or snacks? God's a good God. A love of God. And Jesus replied, anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. Oh, we have this song now. Praise the Lord. Thank God for digital age. Okay. Anyone who loves me will do what? Keep my commandment. Anyone who loves me will what? Obey me. The love of God will make you more obedient to God. Amen? Also, if you keep the commandment of God, the love of God, your obedience to the love of God will enable you to remain in the love of God. That you can find out in John 15:10. John 15:10 says, if you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love. Just as I've kept my Father's commands and remain in what? In his love. Hallelujah. You want to remain in God's love? Keep his commandments. 1 John 5:3 says, in fact, this is the love of God, to keep his commands, and his commands are not burdensome. The commandments of God, they don't give you trouble. You understand? The commandments of God, they don't do what? They don't give you trouble. When you follow the, like parents, I gave this illustration in the first service. Parents, we advise our children, don't do this, don't do that. What do the children do? They try to fight against it. They say, you are restricting us. You are not in the computer age. Oh, you are too old. Now, they go and do what they have to do. They get into trouble. Who would they be calling on? Me. It is better to avoid trouble than to do what? Get out of trouble. If you want to remain in God's love, what should you do? Obey his instructions. Same thing. Just God also, if you continue in his love, the devil will not be able to get you. Amen? He will not be able to get you, get your business, or get anything that has to do with you. God's love is the most important thing that will support your faith. Faith that works by love. That's another topic. So the love of God should flow in our hearts. There are three types of love. You have the God kind of love we all know as agape love. You have the filial type of love which family have for each other. And you have the erotic love which is useless. You know, people use it wrongly. The erotic love leads to evil and sin. The filial binds family together. But the agape love sustains you here and takes you to heaven. Is this clear to us? Stand on your feet. Second John chapter 1 verse 6 says, and this is love, that we walk in obedience to his commands. As you have heard from the beginning, his command is that you walk in love. The command God has for us is for what? To walk in love. Walking in love at home. Love your wife. Love your husband. Love your children. The Bible says, walking in peace with all men. Walking in love and peace with all men. And holiness, without which no one can do what? See God. If you want to see God, you must walk not only in holiness, you must also walk in love. You cannot say you are holy. You don't see, you don't fornicate, don't do anything, and you don't walk in love. Your holiness life will not be complete without agape love ruling your life. Is this clear to us? Actually, you are a holy devil. If you just say you are holy and you don't walk in love, you understand? You don't steal, you don't lie. But how can somebody who cannot walk in love not lie? It's not possible. Understand? So walking in love is the principal thing. Amen? Amen. We are going to pray. We cannot love by ourselves. We can only love by the grace of God. Romans 5:5 says, the love of God has been shed abroad in our heart by the power of the Holy Ghost. We are going to pray. Say after me, say, Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus. I appreciate you for pouring your love into my heart by the Holy Ghost. Lord, I ask for grace. I ask for grace to love you with all my heart, with all my mind, with all my soul, Help me, oh God, to love you. Open your mouth and pray for yourself. Pray that God will give you grace to love God. Kariba kashaka musoko rabuja. Bekete ske bragando soko rabuje. Baba kariba kajarabaka duzugumo. Bekete ske bragado suku rabuja ba. Mugete ske rege. Ask of God the grace to love God. You cannot love God by yourself. Murende maranda murende leske rege jikarabaka ti bakato soko yabo. Kurebe karabaka rabaja kamuzoko bozeke muza. Baba kurebe kejeke muzuku rabaka jaramuzente. Munge desko broko shokoro wa karabajaka. Lesku braganto soko rabaka jika muzeke muze. Kimba kamba kumbe kembe kotosko braganto soko muze. In the name of Jesus. Some people don't love themselves. People don't love themselves. They have low self-esteem. We are going to pray that God will give us the grace to love ourselves. Pray for yourself. Father, I ask for grace to love myself, to forgive myself. Help me, O God, to love myself by your grace. Help me, O God, to love you and to love myself. To love myself, who you have made me to be. To love my size, my height. Whatever, Lord, that you are putting me, help me to love it. Because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Help me, O God, to love me by your grace. In the name of Jesus. Help me, O God, to love me by your grace. Help me, O God, to love me. To keep your commandment. To walk in love. To walk in love. To love myself. In Jesus' name. Jesus Christ said, the first law is to love God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul. The next one is to do what? Love your neighbor as yourself. We're going to pray to God to give us the grace to love our neighbors. Love the unlovable. Some people are very queer. They are hard to love. But you pray for them and you are able to love them. Pray that God will help you to love your neighbors. To love your husband, that difficult husband. To love your wife, that difficult wife. To love your child, to love your daughter, to love your son. To love your brother, to love your sister. To love your family members. To love your co-workers. To love your church members. Make a test, ke break a two suku yaba. Bakata sikra bokoto soko jekebo. Kura baka jarakata zakarama kajikebozo. Mungeto sko brakato soko rabaka jekebo. Kurebe kerebe kerebe kerobo karabaka jaka. Zambakata skargajika robo son toboye. Loko bokati sekarabaka jika. Baruba baraba baraba berebe borobo kojoko. Makutesko brakashaka. I receive grace, O God, to love my neighbor, to love everyone in this church. I receive grace, O God, to love Christians, to love the body of Christ. I receive grace, O God, to love my neighbor, my next door neighbor. I receive grace, O God, to love my co-workers. I receive grace, O God, to love the people that are around me, to love my brothers, to love my sister, to love my sister-in-law, to love my brother-in-law, to love people that are around the apartment. I receive grace, O God, to walk in love in the name of Jesus. Luske break a shikrabaza. Baba katasi karabakato zokomo. Bikati sakarabayaka. Kureke reke beke jeke mzaka. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. We're going to continue with this series. This is just part one. We need to learn to love each other. Amen. You are not a Christian if you don't love your neighbor. Because God is love. They that love is of God. They that not love, they don't know God. According to 1 John chapter 4, 7 and 8. They that love, they know God. Those who don't know God, they cannot love. Amen? God is a good God. It's simple to love. Learn to forgive your neighbor. Learn to trust your people. Trust one another. Draw the boundary. And as you begin to trust them, expand the boundary little by little. If they hurt you, reduce the boundary again. But never remove the love of God from their life. Amen? A lot of marriages are in trouble because those people, they don't love God. You can't love your neighbor except you love God. Then from God, loving God, you draw strength to love your neighbor. Amen? I thank God for giving Mama grace to love me. I'm not that simple. Praise the Lord. That is why my wife and I, we pray for our marriage twice every day for 27 years going on. My marriage has never been in trouble. I am a pro actor. I like to anticipate what is likely to happen. And then I pray. Before any matrimonial accident happens, we've already taken care of it in the spiritual realm. We pray for our marriage twice a day. Amen? You must pray for your marriage at least twice. Those of you that are not married, pray 20 times a day for him to come. For her to come. Amen? If you don't love your child, pray for your child. Is that clear? Pray for your child. That child has given you trouble. Don't hate that child. Pray for him or her. Is that clear? pray for him or her. Bind the devil that is trying to command the hand of the of love of your child's life. That's what we're going to pray now. Say after me, say in the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Ghost, by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pull down every wall walking against my love life in Christ Jesus. I pull down every barrier walking against my love life in Christ Jesus. I bind every demonic power warring against my walking with God in the name of Jesus. Every power warring against my walking in the love of God, I bind you with the chains of iron, with the chains of bronze, and I cast you into the dry places in the name of Jesus. I trample upon every obstacle in my way to walking in the love of God. I trample upon every obstacle. I trample upon principalities. I trample upon powers. I trample upon the host of spiritual wickedness. I trample upon every agent and agencies that war against my walking in the love of God. I choose to walk in the love of God. I choose to walk in the love of God. I choose to walk in the love of God. I choose to walk in the love of God. I am able to walk in the love of God. Thank you, Father, for giving me grace to walk in your love, to love my neighbor, to love the unlovables. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.